Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Erica Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Erica Sullivan starts right now. Welcome to New Light Living. I'm Erica Sullivan, and we have a new year. We have a new decade. How refreshing. Are you on a mission for big things in 2020 and the rest of the decade? When I was planning for this show, I felt that we really need to bring in some big life-changing topics for you this year, because this is the year when you are going to make that big leap, that transformational breakthrough in your life. So let's kick off this week with the powerful topic, stop playing safe and dream, step-by-step goal setting guide. So many of you may already have set your goals for the year, and maybe you are already deep down in the work schedule, kids' schedules, and everything schedules. So today, we're talking about approaching goal setting in a different way than bringing out the calendar and starting to plug in what to do this year to reach your goals. So in this show, I want to talk with you how you can reach your goals in a different way this year. But first, let's talk about playing it safe. Are you done playing it safe? I'll tell you how the universe kicked me out of my own playing it safe bubble. And that really was a transformational experience for me. So I'll take you back a couple of years when I had a really busy life. Every day looked about the same. I call it to be on autopilot. And I really felt like it was on autopilot. And even in January, let's say a couple of years ago in January, I felt that I really didn't have any dreams. I didn't have any interests. I really didn't have any passion projects it really was just focus on work and family. And it made me totally live in my head. I had put all my feelings aside. So I really had a well-oiled machine. That's all I have. But every day really looked like it was same, same. And why I'm telling you this is because this experience of being on autopilot really catapulted me to the bottom of my emotional barrel when I lost my job and I really had a wake-up call. And it really was the epitome of me playing it safe, now looking back at it, because it really was something that I felt safe in. I identified with, you know, the go, go, go mentality, and I really had a laser focus and a detailed day. So how does playing safe look like for you in your life? It is that safe place where we feel comfortable when we have everything planned out and we want to rely on something we can see, something that we can have in our calendar. And if you look back, maybe you were setting some goals for 2020 here. How did you go about and do that? Did you bring out your calendar and plug in when you want things to happen? And it's if you reflect upon that, that really was all your mind thinking through, oh, what do I need to do now and maybe next month and 6 months from now and where do I want to be by the end of the year? Instead of allowing that dream state to guide you so that you can co-create with the universe rather than with your calendar. So friends, today I'm giving you permission to dream. The universe is completely open to your dreams today because when you dream, you get inspired. You get that feeling of possibility inside you and you feel hopeful. So tell me if you want any of this. Do you want to feel more alive and present in your life? Not just a rush around trying to get your to-do list done. Do you want to feel less multitasking and business travel on short notice? All those kind of things that we do with everything up in the air, multitask all day long, and maybe even saying yes to that business travel on short notice. Do you want less of that this year? Do you want to find soul sisters in your life that you are feeling like you are like-minded with? And do you want to be able to feel that you're just being you with people around you? Do you want to surround yourself with things that inspire you and not just looking at others and see what they have and want the same thing? Which is very common, by the way. Do you want to feel clear, calm, and connected, not confined, just free and productive at the same time? I just gave you my list. This is my example of what I wrote down a few years ago when I was at that juncture, at that bottom of the emotional barrel in my life. And at that juncture, I wrote down a list for myself. And that was the list. And because I had to learn how to relate to life in a different way and dream up something new. So do you recognize yourself in any of what I just said? You may say, yep, that's me. She's talking to me right now. Because now, you're here for a reason, and the door is wide open for you right now to make that leap. You see, having a step-by-step plan and everything in your calendar is great, and that's a great start, but it's not enough. It is what feels good and inspiring to you that is going to lead you to your dream. And if you want to live your dream life and you're setting the foundation for that now in January 2020, to feel connected and excited about your dream and the possibility of taking responsibility for your goals and visions and dreams in 2020. But there is one little issue here. 9 out of 10 women play it safe when we want something different. So today we're not going to play it safe, right? Are you with me? Yeah? Good, good. By the way, why are we playing it safe? Why is that even necessary? So one of the very common ways of playing it safe is to take someone else's goal and make it ours. So why are we taking someone else's goal or vision and put it on our list? Why is that even happening? Well, here's my theory around it. Because when we look around and we see our friends or influencers or other role models that we have and what they have already achieved what we're dreaming of. We want that as well. And that's pretty normal. But for us to take that and put it right smack on our list of what we want without any adjustment or feeling into, is this really right for me? Is this, we may think, our mind may think that it's right for us, but do we really deep down feel it's right for us? So when we're bringing in goals and visions from others, people that we see, that we have, but we're not adjusting it for our own needs, we're not enough connected with our deepest desires. Because we want to control every step. That's very, very natural to do. And it's very natural for the mind to want to control every step on the way. But the culprit here is that we don't know what needs to be adjusted or changed into something that is perfect for us, unique for us. Because someone else's goal or vision of what they created cannot be yours in exactly that form. Because you are unique and you have unique dreams. And today we're going to connect you to that, to those unique dreams of yours. One of the things also that I hear a lot is, I don't really feel good in my body about this. And when it's the same thing, that when we copy someone else's goal or vision, or look around, look what the neighbors have, or a colleague at work, look what she has and I don't. We don't feel good about it because we're not connected to our body. We're all in our mind. And it's so important to really bring the body in and connect yourself with the body so that you can determine, the body will tell you if it's right or wrong for you. So playing it safe is really to choose to live in the mind and not bring your heart or your body or your feelings into the mix of setting goals for the year. Playing it safe is to want what others have or what somebody has done before. So let's not play itself, will ya? Let's go do and let's step into some uncharted territory today. Here we go into the land of your own dreams and visions about what is possible for you. Why is it so important to allow ourselves to dream? And I mentioned that earlier. The only way to come up with what's unique for you is to dream. I mean, big dream, baby. And you don't have to go through a life-changing experience to press the dream button like I did. You get to do it today. And maybe it feels too big of a task and too big of a risk to finally put your dream hat on and decide to make a change. Maybe it feels that dreaming and visualizing is a waste of time. And that's too intangible. It's just a thought, right? Well, we're getting to the step-by-step goal-setting guide soon. But the biggest block is, if you don't want to do the work, it's just, you just want it to happen now. When I think about myself and how I used to handle things, is that I really just wanted it to happen now. I didn't want to put in the work. I just kind of looked at somebody else and look what they have, look what they've achieved. And I want to set that down on my list as a goal. But I didn't want to do the work. I didn't really want to go to that depth it takes to make it unique for me. So the biggest block here is to not be truly real with yourself. And maybe if you feel it's not the right thing, if you don't want to do the work, if you just like, nah, I'm not excited about this, but I want it. Maybe it's the wrong thing that you want to change at this time. So are you ready to do goal setting this time, step by step, in a different way? Are you ready to put your dream out on the table so that you can start manifesting this right away? And now is the time the universe is listening right now. So I have an example here, and I'm going to bring in an example just to guide the way here. And the example is, and the topic would be life balance. You may want a different change in your life, but I'm using life balance and as an example because it's such a common desire amongst busy women that I come across on a daily basis. I was standing in the grocery store at the cash register yesterday, and someone ahead of me was talking with the cashier, and I overheard what they were talking about. And the person said, "Oh, I'm already so stressed about this new year. I was hoping I could start off this year with more balance in my life. Now, it doesn't look like it's going to happen." And then she went on talking about what had happened yesterday or the week before. So life balance is something that a lot of women and men, of course, as well, want in their life. And this time of year in January, it's very common to think about, what do I want instead of what I had last year? And I'm going to give you now four different steps that I have developed and suggesting to my coaching clients that I work with one-on-one. And it doesn't have to happen in January. It can happen every time of every month of the year. But it really is a four-step process that is going to take you a lot deeper than just bringing out your calendar and plugging in to-dos here every day. So let's go with it at first. So I'm going to give you now a four-step by-step goal setting guide. And step number one, if you define what it is that you want to change, in this case, if you want more life balance in your life, what does it mean to you? And when you ask yourself that question, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? How do you want to feel instead than what you're doing now? So let the feeling drive the change instead of come up with some kind of step-by-step plan. So let your heart wisdom guide here. The very first thing that you may want to allow yourself is to dream without bouncing your dream right against that wall of realism. And also give yourself permission to feel. It actually is a requirement to do so, to access that heart wisdom. So the first step here is really to define what this change in case of wanting more life balance in your life, what does it mean to you? So call out situations in the past that you made have made you feel great about yourself. What situations in your past were making you feel relaxed and calm? And it may take a little bit to get to these situations because they may be buried under a few layers of judgment and expectations. But you know how you feel when you're excited. And maybe it's the feeling of more freedom in your life that you're looking for. So when did you feel free last time? The first is really to define, what does this change mean to you? And second step is really, what do I need? What do you need? And to access that, what you want, what you need is really an energy vibration of self-nurturing. So what do you need to stay in this feeling of excitement and care for yourself? What do you need to do to stay in this feeling of excitement and care for yourself? And it's important here to have your favorite journal next to you and visualize. You maybe want to draw pictures And as soon as you feel a little inner relief, a little bit more ease, when you think about it, that's the right direction. So what do you need? So if you want to test drive this, I would recommend to take at least 30 minutes for you and sit undisturbed with your favorite journal open and write in that journal and give yourself permission to dream. So you maybe want to put that at the top of the page. I give myself permission to dream. One of my favorite quotes here is to immerse yourself in the energy of what you desire. And that was said by or written by a fellow soul coach, Hiro Boga. And that is such an important field to be in the energy field of what you desire. So that is really the difference between setting the goal and putting it right smack on your calendar, and instead immerse yourself in the energy of what you desire. And third, a lot of people jump to this step right away. And that step is, what do I want to create? So now we're getting tangible. Not until the third step here, we're getting tangible. So what do you want to create in 2020? And think outcomes here, like how does it look when it's done and not how to get there? Maybe it's if in the example of life balance, how much more time do you want for yourself? Let's think about it during a week. What is it that you want to do for yourself and how does it tangibly look? Is it maybe go to that yoga class every week, or is it to go to the gym, or what is it that you want to spend more time with you on? Or maybe less business travel. So how much less business travel do you want this year? Or let's say, how much more money do you want to earn? Put numbers and measured goals into it here, because you want to make it feel tangible, measurable. You want it to come with a timeline and the numbers. And how would you know that you had achieved it? So put some boundaries around it and describe it. What do you want to create? And the fourth step is my favorite step. It really is the awesome juice that you so well deserve. And it's going to take you to the next level. And it is the step of elevating and amping it up to the next level, all the way up to that it feels so scary, but oh, so good. So this is my favorite step. So ump it up a notch, at least 25%, because you do have numbers to it in step three. So amp it up at least 25% and stretch yourself here. And what you think is possible, because it may feel scary, but oh, so good. So how about starting to live this vision today? How can you keep it alive? How will you remind yourself about this goal? Now, wait, we missed the most important thing. The thing that will start it all off, and that is to set intentions. Why is it so important to set an intention before you set a tangible goal? Well, a goal often comes with a plan, but intentions don't. Intentions are something you want to welcome into your life. And then you let it go to the universe, for the universe to absorb it and organize it for you. And you want to remind the universe of your intentions. That's why I use a bracelet, an intention reminder bracelet that I infuse my intention into. And then I carry it every day as a reminder. So it's not too late. Even if you did set a bunch of goals here for the new year in January, it's not too late to set intentions for this year, because it's never too late, by the way. You can join me in setting intentions with an intentions reminder bracelet in an online workshop that's going to be available on January 17th. So now is the right time to join in on setting powerful intentions for 2020. I'm giving you a link below in the show notes to take you to a page that explains how you can register and get your workshop bracelet kit and access to the online workshop on January 17th. So if you were sitting here next to me right now, you'll notice that I carry 6 intention reminder bracelets. Of these, and that's a lot of intentions, but because you can have more than one, head over to the Facebook group and I'll tell you more about it there. The Facebook group is New Light Living Podcast Community. And you can also check out the link for more info on how to register in this workshop in the show notes below for this show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And again, give yourself permission to dream and expand into more of you. It's going to make your year the best one yet. First, define what your change. Let's say if you want more life balance in your life, what does it mean to you? Second, what do you need to make that happen? What do you deep down need to make it happen? And what is it that you want to create? Well, how much more time, for example, do you want to spend on life balancing activities, more time to yourself? What do you want to create? And then elevate it, up it, make it even so scary, but oh so good. I am looking forward to seeing you back here next week. New Light Living. See your life in a new light. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Arika Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.